coming up on today's Compassion Radio.
The CDA is trying to make the message very clear. Wash your hands with soap, use hand sanitizer, try to cook your food as well as you can. And that seems very simple. But what about if you don't have water in your house or soap? You have to put that in perspective.
What good is good advice if you can't follow it? I don't mean we can't comprehend it. I'm talking about when it's just simply impossible to do so. What then? Dr. Kenny from Conscience International is back for another day to talk about just this kind of conundrum. Nobody wants to get sick and suffer. And millions right now can't do much to avoid it, and through no fault of their own. Beyond just the medical authorities, the body of Christ had better have an answer for it, or millions are going to suffer, even die. Thankfully, we've got a God who knows how to save. Thanks for joining us today. We pick up a conversation right where we left off yesterday.
I think in terms of how we look at our abundance and trying to give out of that rather than out of our need, there's a lot of good teaching on this, and it's hard to actually enter into that teaching at a time when there's a lot of economic pressure. Here in the United States, of course, we have tens of millions out of work. It hasn't been that bad since the Great Depression. We all kind of suspect that it's going to be a short-term thing. It's not a long systemic thing that's going to last for decades, like the Great Depression into World War II. But we do suspect it's going to be painful for a while. So everything else gets put on the back burner, as if we can stop being Christians for a while or being responsible. Now, we're hearing from people like you and other partners around the world that there is mass starvation happening even within the church in countries where day laborers can't even get work anymore, and they live 12 hours at a time. The money they make that day will feed their children that night, and if it doesn't happen, they'll eat. That is the living reality around the world right now. And we look at our situation here and think in terms of, what do I need to do first? When can I finally again have enough abundance to help and be part of something that God's doing around the world? That hurts me because you and I know this. We've seen people who have missed three meals in a row, and that was like once a day. They're really hungry. Mm-hmm. That's their living reality. And it's the living reality of the church, not just people who are starving on street corners that don't want God. You've tapped into something that's really important here, and I want to make sure I don't leave this thing half-baked. When we see ourselves as not having enough, and our perspective is that when God finally provides for me, then I will give out of my abundance after that to help others.
Yeah.
And the scriptures have never, ever told us that that is the sequence. People may perceive us as very self-serving in saying that. I understand that. We are a communications ministry helping get your stories out. And we are dependent upon the generosity of others as well, or we don't have a ministry of communication at all. But I do know, and I've seen it every time it's been applied, that it works. That when God stirs your heart to be obedient, and you are obedient to whatever it is that God's called you to do, to give to be present for, to start or to stop, at that time, He does not forget you. He remembers the obedience, and He will take care of you. That's been shown time after time after time. And it's a message I'm really afraid, Dr. Kenny, that we're losing during this epidemic. So give me some insight and talk to our people about what it means to be a generous and faithful steward of what God's given you at a time when you are in need.
First of all, you have to remember that God is the same that it was yesterday and the same that it's going to be in the next years. He hasn't changed. What has changed is our comfortable zone. We're not feeling comfortable anymore because now the news are telling us all the things that are happening outside. And now that it's affecting us, we take it into a personal matter.
Right.
Like, now it's not only about like helping others. It's also like I have to take care of myself first. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing wrong about that.
There's nothing wrong taking care.
It's just that you have to remember sometimes that there are also that needs help from us.
Yeah.
World Health Organization, the CDA, is trying to make the message very clear. Wash your hands with soap. Use hand sanitizer. Try to cook your food as well as you can. Mm-hmm. And that seems very simple. But what about if you don't have water in your house?
Right.
Or soap? You're talking about hand sanitizer, but there's people that doesn't even have soap. You have to put that in perspective. For example, after I get done with medical school, I had the idea that I was going to become a doctor work in a private hospital, like, you know, like everything that a doctor wants and wants to have. I have student loans when I finish it. So if you think about it, like going into a nonprofit area was not the best idea. But I can tell you after 6 years of doing this, of helping others, what I will say is that God doesn't want your money. God doesn't want all the things that you think you have. God is looking for a heart willing to listen and to listen for his plans, not your plans. He doesn't keep anything for himself.
Okay.
He's the richest guy that has ever existed. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need our resources.
Yeah.
He just want to hear from us, and he just want to know where our heart is.
Yeah.
Because if our heart is in the money and the things that we have, then we're putting him in the second place.
Yeah.
And if we're putting him in the second position, then he will be jealous from that.
Yeah, he has a right to be, I'm sure. When we talk about stewardship, usually what that means for us is giving money.
Mm-hmm.
The biblical concept, stewardship, was what you did with what the owner gave you. So if God has put things in our hands, they remain his property. He sees what we do with his property, not with our own, and then allows us to have some of our own too, usually far and above and beyond what we need. In our case, God flipped that. Even in the Old Testament, it says, you keep the 90%, just give me 10. At least I would know you're thinking of me. But the true principle that Jesus lived was, he owns it all anyway. We just live under the illusion that we own it in the meantime. We're going to have to give it back to him and to others anyway. So during the time that we have it, what little we do have, he expects stewardship. So I know for people who are currently out of work, the idea of sharing might be a little easier to think in terms of, well, I'll have my neighbors over and we'll cook some burgers. I've got a lot of stuff still in the freezer. I'll share that way. And then our government says, no, you can't have neighbors over. Okay. You move on to plan B and C and D. You think, how can I do things for other people that will show that I have the intention of being generous, of trying to help others? And along the way, we've realized we can't be with others so much. And sometimes it comes back down to money. I do have a little bit left, but what am I going to do if I give up this right now? That's a hard question, and I'm not saying it's a simple one. I'm not sure that God's always asking us to give money in a situation like this, but he is asking us to ask him. And so in the case of what you're doing with medical work, what Conscious International does, you have to ask God, where do we apply ourselves? What countries do we go to? Where are your people operating right now that we can be together with in the good work? And you go pursue those things and ask God to show you those things along the way. I'm asking our listeners on Compassion Radio to do the same thing. Where is God asking you to be attentive? What is he really asking of you? Have you asked him to ask you? If you haven't, do it. Start now to find out where God's heart is, because I promise you, if you'll go where his heart is, he'll take care of you. He just does. And this is not about a prosperity gospel where he promises to reward you in monetary terms. He just promises to take care of you in his economy. That's all I'm saying. I know I'm rabbit trailing a bit on you, Dr. Kenny, but I'm trying to get through these value statements, especially at a time when our people haven't heard them much in the recent weeks. So, Dr. Kenny, you've talked about four countries today. I know there are more, but give me some good news stories. When you have stepped out there and been a good steward, what good things has God done? Give me some stories.
Okay, I will start giving you a personal story. This is their favorite part of the Bible for my mom. Every time we went to sleep, she always told us the same. If God takes care of the birds, he will take care of you. I mean, something as small as a bird, and he has control of it, and he knows exactly what is going to happen for them today. He knows what has happened with all of us.
Yes.
There are people in Venezuela who doesn't have anything to eat, that they were like in their rooms, probably crying or praying, and somebody knocked their door to deliver them food that they never asked for, food that they were not expecting. That is a big miracle. Like,
yes.
Bend your knees, asking God, please help me. And in a couple of days, somebody knocked at your door. Kids that have to support their family are being helped by your actions. And for me, it's very easy when I look back and I think in one moment of my life where I needed help, and I bend my knees and I pray and Jesus answered. It's the same for the people right now. I know that there is a lot of needing right now. Everybody is trying to do their best. But if you bend your knees and you pray, think about all the times that God had already provided. Mm-hmm. It's not that this is the first time. It's not that this is the first time that he's doing miracles. He has done this for years and years, since long before I born. And for him, this is not new. This is something that it was on his plans. And it's about us to trust in him.
We'll be back with Dr. Kenny, a trained doctor and surgeon serving the Lord in powerful ways with Conscience International, in just a moment. Friends, I don't really need to remind you of this, but we're living in momentous times. The kind of big history-making events that we'll be telling our grandkids about. What I probably should remind you of, however, is that times like these have a very special place in the heart of God. He knows how the suffering and hate increases in times like these. That's why he built the church. We need to really take to heart this truth. When the rest of the world hits rock bottom, God opens his storehouses to the faithful so that they can heal, comfort, clothe, and feed the needy. Since the time of the resurrection, the church was there every time an empire collapsed, a war was waged, a persecution was faced, a pandemic was endured. And every single time, the body of Christ grew. In fact, it thrived. Why? Because they remembered to invest God's capital in the things that really mattered for eternity. They didn't run away and hide. Compassion Radio wants to be your partner in this. Will you help us? We'll keep partnering with incredible kingdom servants like Conscience International if you'll make it possible for us to continue. Your prayerful giving makes that possible. Won't you join us? Just call, write, or visit our website today. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. Our website is, simply enough, CompassionRadio.com. Both ways will allow you to jump in right away. You can even text the word compassion to 53445 right now to get a jump link to our projects and giving page right from your phone. And lastly, we always appreciate your gifts, questions, and prayer requests by mail. That address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. We've always been a listener-supported and kingdom-giving ministry, so if you appreciate what you hear each day, please stand with us. God bless you. Now back to our guest, Dr. Kenny.
It's not that this is the first time that he's doing miracles. He has done this for years and years, since long before I born. And for him, this is not new. This is something that it was on his plans. And it's about us to trust in him.
Yeah.
Trusting is a lot easier when you have a lot of money.
Trust is easier when you have a lot of money. I guess when you're trusting in the money, for sure.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Yeah. So at the end, there is a lot of people who has cancer, who has Parkinson's disease, who doesn't have a father because the government sends somebody to make him disappear. And they are living in the same problem that we are living right now. It's not that oh, you don't have a father, so the COVID-19 is going to be nicer on you.
Yeah.
We are all in the same boat. That's something that we have to remember. And there is always ways that we have to help others.
I think about the spiritual response by some who live lives of privilege here in the United States. When a pandemic would start somewhere else, when there would be some bad thing that would happen to a state, a nation, or a people group that seemed like they were enemies of the American people, we would say that's God's judgment upon them. We're very easy with our judgmentalism by saying that God is crushing them or making them pay for their evil deeds. And then a pandemic comes and washes right over us. And now we stand as the country that has lost more people to the COVID-19 virus than any other country on the planet. We stand to probably lose more than all of them combined by the time this pandemic is over. Are we turning right back around and pointing the finger at ourselves? No. There are those who would preach against America and have for a long time, but there are plenty of preachers that were very happy to point the finger outwards and say, you brought this on yourselves, who are suddenly and suspiciously quiet. So I would reiterate the point you just made, Kenny, that what's happening is something that is irrespective of your values, of your stance, even of your stewardship or your godliness. We are suffering a pandemic together. God is not holding it back and saving the holy and letting the unrighteous suffer. We're all going through this. the writers of the Old Testament and Jeremiah and everywhere else talked about. It rains on the just and the unjust. The bounty comes to the evil sometimes, and the righteous suffer. So what? What are we to do about it? How are we to live when it happens, when there is injustice, when there is suffering? And who are the people of God in those things? And how do you know they're the people of God? You already gave us the formula. You look at their lives and you see the fruit. They live in a way that says yes to God, even when it seems impossible. And I've seen it in people like you. So Dr. Kenny, you talked about stepping out of your first dream, which was to be a well-paid and respected surgeon or some doctor of high note at a private hospital, which is where the real money was. What has God given you instead?
He has gave me everything I needed. Every day there is a plate of food on my table. There is a roof over my head. There's a lot of laughs. There is everything I need. I have travel. I am happy. And maybe people might think, oh, he's young. He doesn't have like any things to be worried. Yes, I'm worried about a lot of things. I also have my personal goals. I also have my personal bills that I have to pay. But I have paid those bills every day since I made that decision.
Yeah. God has not left you without.
No.
All right. Well, you're a happy guy, Dr. Kenny, and it's been a pleasure to get to meet you face-to-face finally. I know we kind of stumbled along the way. No fault of yours, all mine. I'm glad to finally make this friendship. And I know that Dr. Jennings always picks quality people. He's got a real knack for integrity and people who want to make the biggest impact in the years that God gives them on this planet. You seem to be the guy for the job across a very large part of the earth. You are the director, my friend, of a multinational relief and important God work all across the middle and south part of the Americas. This is no small thing, my friend, even though it seems like it's small to you at times. God has entrusted you with great responsibility. I know that God knows what he's doing. I know that Dr. Jennings does too. So I'm very proud that you're part of this team and that he trusts you so much. You've earned it. Let us know right now, if you can, what should the Americans up here in this country, this part of the world, be praying for specifically when it comes to the needs in Central and South America that you are overseeing? Not just your projects, but the bigger picture. What's God laid on your heart that if we were being wise, if we were being faithful, we would be praying for these things every day? What are those?
Okay, again, I will start with the Bible, starting the Bible in John, that talks about this blind man that approached Jesus, asking Jesus to heal him. There was a lot of people around Jesus and asked him, hey, what is this guy seeing? Like, why is he blind? They were trying to point fingers because they thought that there was a big sin behind all of that.
He must be some unrepentant sinner.
Yeah, something wrong with him. And that's why this is not a time to be pointing fingers, people. Who do we think, whose fault is this? This is the time where we have to come together to find solutions as Christians to face this pandemic.
And it leads us to places where we find lots of joy. I mean, the very fact that I get to be talking with someone as happy as you, the joy of the Lord is your strength, obviously, is a privilege for me. And I would not have a chance to even spend time with you had we not already been engaged in the work together in some way and have friends like Dr. Jennings. I do think that when we step up, even at difficult times, that the Christian's experience is going to be that God brings lots of joy along the way and helps us make new friends we never would have experienced before. And it's kind of a taste of heaven before we get there. So even in our times of distress, even when we're lamenting, even just letting someone else in on our lives that can share our pain when we are suffering is a great relief and a great treasure. I thank you for sharing a bit of your story. I know we're going to talk some more later as things progress. I want to remind our listeners that Dr. Kenny is overseeing programs all across Latin America. He mentioned the countries that are currently actively engaged in, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela. Be praying for those nations specifically that God will open doors and that God will help Conscience International find these men and women of peace that are full of integrity, that will be the kind of people that can bring help and relief to people who are desperate, whose prayers are being heard by the Spirit of God. And he's just waiting for the obedience of his Christian children to get out there and be his hands and feet and knock on doors, even uninvited, to bring relief that they didn't know they could even expect. That's the kind of miracles that I would love to see more of. Your closing word now, Dr. Kenny. You get to tell us what we need to know, what we need to pray for, or a closing thought that's burning a hole in your heart right now.
Okay. Just if people can be praying for all of us, for all the organizations that are trying to help, for Compassion Radio, for all the people that is trying to help others in the times of need, usually we will ask for people to come with us so we can show them the camp, yeah. So we can show them like all the things that we are doing and how we are doing it, because that helps them to like be sure how they are using their resources.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's something that we cannot do right now.
Right.
And for that reason, they have to trust that we are doing our job and that we're going to do that job well. So pray for those people who are in the position to help us to get food to Venezuela, to Nicaragua, to Guatemala, to all of those people who need it. And also provision for compassion radio, because your message is very important. Like, there is people that is going to be rich through your message right now, Bram, that might not hear about this if your show would not exist. So thank you too for that.
Thank you, brother. I do hope that God will tarry on our behalf and give us both a bright future. I know that Dr. Jennings, in his elderly years, is working hard to see how God has sustained the vision and the ministry that you guys are carrying out all around the world. I know his high hopes are that this thing will last well beyond our lifetimes, and that God will keep using people like you to do incredible work around the world. You are a rare breed, and I want to again acknowledge that God has raised up some incredible servants in people like you. So let's talk some more. By the way, the projects you've been describing in Venezuela, Guatemala, Nicaragua, I know they're time sensitive and they're not always time limited, but how long do you expect to be at the project right now of providing relief in Venezuela and Nicaragua and in Guatemala and in Haiti? The projects that you have right now that are on your map, how long do you think it'll take?
That is a good question, because that question came with a question about how long it's going to last this pandemic.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't have a short answer for that. We are going month by month, knowing the needs of the people, but I will expect that it will last at least for the rest of this year.
Okay, so the calendar year 2020 at least.
Yeah, at least 2020, it could be a little bit more. And the other thing that you have to remember is that in order for a plan to be successful, you have to be thinking ahead of the problem.
Right.
You cannot be only like reacting to what is happening. You have to think ahead of the problem.
Right.
And sometimes you can do that. It's just you will need resources for the future. And sometimes that is hard to explain, like how you explain people that in the future, those who need food now, they are going to need tests, like a COVID-19 test,
right,
or other things that they might need in the future that the government cannot provide to them.
Well, I think we're learning the lesson the hard way, of course. This is, I think, the Joseph principle, right? This is going back to Genesis, where God gives the vision to the king, which he cannot understand, but gives the king Joseph. And Joseph has the heart of God, and God's got Joseph's ear. And between the three of them, he does a revelation, he does a communication, and he does an interpretation. And then the last thing is, everybody responds to the message that is made evident. So as we discover along the way, some of us are going to become designer, developer, planners, saying, okay, this is where this is headed. That's the kind of job you have. But there are others that say, okay, we need to be savers. We need to set aside these things to be prepared for the quote-unquote rainy day. America is suffering horrendously now because we have not been savers in that regard. We have not prepared ourselves for the day of epidemic. We don't have the ventilators and other personal protective equipment set aside for our own needs, and now we're in the marketplace of high demand, trying to compete with other countries to get as much as we can at the last second. It's great for those who would love to exploit the system and for marketers that love to ride a crisis, but it's not a real good strategy for the kingdom of God, for sure. And within the kingdom, we still have this notion that God can give us a word to provide for what we need when we need it, and to be prepared for what's coming before we know it's coming. God can do that. It's because of good stewardship that he does it. So I do pray along with you, yes, that he would raise up people of good discernment and wisdom along the way, and that we'd be brave enough to set aside things even when it seems like, why would we want to sock away this for a rainy day when things are so good? The economy's roaring. We're doing just fine. Unemployment's really low. People's wages are finally going up. Live it up, boys. And God says, you don't know what tomorrow brings. And sure enough, it's happened that way for us in 2020. So that's my last word, I think, to my people. And I want our people to be your people too, Dr. Kenny. And along the way, I do believe that this calendar year, we've got to find a project-specific things that we can do together so we can focus in on the need there in a real point-of-the-spear kind of way, getting places where other people can't go. I'm going to work on that with Dr. Jennings here to find out there's something this calendar year that Compassion Radio can help be involved with fundraising for a specific need. That's my goal. So I hope you'll pray for that too, my friend.
I will be praying for that. I appreciate that a lot. my final thought will be like, before the COVID-19, the economy of this country was very good, to be honest.
It was.
And we have to pray to have the same conviction and the same faith we had when things went well for all of us.
Yes, like, at least that.
Good economy or with bad economy.
And that it would even resurge into something that is indifferent to the economy. It's part of who we are as a people, that we are brave, that we are generous, we are willing to use God's resources for God's projects and do it with gladness. That's my big, big, big hope. So thank you so much again, my friend. We're calling him Dr. Kenny.
Thank you, Bram.
So Dr. Jorgen Kienle from Guatemala, your home country, your home people. Good place to be from because you're busy going everywhere else. May God bring you back to your people soon. I'm sorry you've had to be stuck with us so long, but make good with the time you got. I'll pray that God gives you willing ears to hear what you have to say while you're here. God bless you, man.
Thank you so much, Bram. God bless you, too.
Just call or write us today to help keep us on the air and in the field. Call 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And jump in anytime at CompassionRadio.com. We're waiting for you, friends. Hop on board. We'll see you tomorrow.